So today we are looking at a collision of two things that you just don't expect to see together.
Right. They generally don't play nice.
On one hand, you have the chaotic, sort of burn it down energy of punk rock.
And on the other, the hyper-efficient instant gratification world of e-commerce.
It's a very strange mix. We're doing a deep dive into a brand called Filth Latex.
An independent designer, they're out of the Netherlands.
And that name alone, Filth, it does a ton of heavy lifting. It immediately tells you this is not polite
For
fashion.
sure.
But the source we're digging into, an article called Subversive Elegance, it frames the brand around a very specific mission. We're exploring how a brand rooted in nihilism and, punk can pivot to accessibility without totally selling out.
And that tension is really the whole brand. The owner, Stuart, is heavily influenced by the Sex Pistols, that whole first wave of British punk. But he's not just like copying the look. The source material makes it clear he's adopting the philosophy, the nihilism, which for the designs means just rejecting the rules of how a garment is supposed to look.
You can absolutely see that in the new collection. It's described as raw and defiant. We're seeing these bold, solid colors, contrasting panels, and these risque zippers.
And they're not just functional. They're placed very deliberately to frame the body to create these lines of sight.
It feels like it's about voyeurism.
Exactly. The collection is explicitly exploring flirtation, sexual tension. It's clothing that is, completely unapologetic about being looked at.
Which is the punk ethos, right? Refusing to be ignored. But here's the classic problem. If you fall in love with a latex brand,
The
the
logistics.
logistics, they just kill the vibe. If you want high quality handmade latex, you are basically trained to expect a massive wait time, weeks, sometimes months.
That's just the nature of the beast. You don't just sew latex like you do cotton. It's often glued seam by meticulous seam. It's a slow, very structural process.
So if you have a spontaneous event, a photo shoot next Friday, latex off the table.
You had to plan your rebellion 3 months in advance.
Which feels really unpunk. Nothing screams anarchy like filling out a pre-order form and waiting 6 weeks.
Precisely. And that's the huge pivot Filth is making here. They're trying to fix that problem to match the raw aesthetic with actual efficiency
With the launch of a ready-to-wear line.
alongside all their custom work. And the claim is shipping in as little as 5 days,
5 days.
which is just light speed for this medium.
Okay, but whenever I hear ready-to-wear or fast shipping with a craft brand, my alarm bells start ringing. You just assume they're outsourcing to a factory or, cutting corners.
Stuart actually addresses that head on in the interview. He is adamant that speed does not mean mass produced.
Oh, interesting.
He says the pieces are still handmade with the same craftsmanship the brand is known for. They've just optimized their workflow to keep some stock on hand.
So it's stocked craftsmanship, not made to order.
Exactly. And if you look at the line, it's not just like a few accessories, it's a full range. We're talking dresses, skirts, tops, bandeaus, panties.
And for both male and female bodies,
Right.
that accessibility point feels really important. It feels like a strategic move to grab a whole new audience. The source material even calls them new aficionados.
That is the key insight here. Latex is having a moment. It's moving out of the very niche fetish clubs and, onto red carpets and into mainstream nightlife.
Yeah, you see it everywhere now.
So by removing that massive lead time barrier, Filth is positioning latex as a powerful medium for contemporary fashion. It's not just a costume for a specific scene anymore.
It completely changes the use case. If I can get it in 5 days, it's an option for a Friday night out, not some big occasion I plan my whole year around.
It normalizes the material. It invites people who might be curious, but were, maybe intimidated by the whole custom order process.
So they're using capitalist efficiency, fast shipping, stock management to spread this filthy punk aesthetic to a much wider audience.
It's a delicate balance, for sure, between empowerment and indulgence on one side and the boring reality of logistics on the other. But it leaves us with a really provocative question.
What's that?
Well, we usually define subversive things as being hard to get. They're underground, exclusive. So if you can get a nihilistic zipper-clad latex bodysuit delivered to your door in 5 days, just like you order groceries, does that kill the subversion? Or is that actually the ultimate victory of punk? You haven't just entered the mainstream, you've successfully infiltrated it from the inside.
That is a wild thought to chew on. Thanks for listening to this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.